שלום לכם, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, כרך א' עמוד 208.
Hello, we're reading the book of Zohar, page 208, preface to the book of Zohar. Mother lends her clothes to her daughter. We're reading item 19. We are in live translation on Facebook. Dr. Michael Lightman and all new listeners and observers, welcome.
We just need to read and read and listen. This is the Zohar. And this is how people who enter the wisdom of Kabbalah and they still don't feel what they are reading, but by even without knowing what they are studying, they are drawing the lights that are awakening their souls. And time after another, this light works on them, and this is how the people are drawn and who are expecting this, so that it would be revealed in him later on. And as Bala Sulam said in the introduction to Talmud Esra Sefirot, this is how we need to study. This is how Kabbalists say, and this is how they taught their students always, that the reforming light brings them back to good. So patience, put your head down, don't raise your head up that I don't want, I don't see, I don't feel, but on the contrary, I'm willing to be in Achna, that only the upper light affects me, and he is capable in arranging my will to receive and overcoming it so that I can bestow, and then later I can reveal and see the upper world. So let us continue.
We're continuing the article, Mother Leads Her Clothes to Her Daughter, item 19. Rabbi Shimon said, henceforth the wholeness of the text, as it is written, the one who leads forth their host by number. There are two degrees, Ma and Mi. And each of them needs to be registered, meaning mentioned. The upper one is Mi, and the lower one is Ma. The upper degree registers and says, the one who leads forth their host by number, where the of the one who leads forth implies to the one.
So we always follow the text with our intention that we want it to affect us, to clean us, correct us, move us forward, and will give us the right intention. And then from our effort, from inside it, we are drawing the lights, bringing them closer, and then we will win for it to happen.
Similarly, the one who brings forth bread out of the earth, the da of the one who brings forth implies to the one which is known, the lower degree, ma, and it's all one. Both are at the same degree malchut, but the upper one is mi de malchut, and the lower one is ma de malchut, the one who leads forth their host by number, since the number 600,000 are the stars that stand together, eliciting hosts by their kinds, and they have no number. Explanation. After the text implies to us in lift up your eyes on high and see who Mi created these Ele, to observe the structure of the Nukwa in the name Elohim, which she extends from upper Abba Ve'ima, by which upper Ima adorns her with her decorations. It fills and completes the explanations in the rest of the text. The one who leads forth their host by number, he calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing. It was said that there are 2 degrees, and each of them must be registered, mentioned in the Tha. That is, the 2 degrees, Mi and Ma, must be mentioned in the Nukva. Mohin Dagar, that she receives through her ascent and clothing of the upper world, when the Nukva becomes like the upper world herself, is called Mi. Since the Heidma exists and Yod enters in her stead. The Nukva is called Ma'i, too, in the upper world, since she adorns herself with the male Kli. However, at the same time, her former degree, which is Ma, is not detracted from her. Rather, Ma, too, should be in her as before. The degree of Mi is necessary to extend the wholeness and the Holy of Holies to the offshoots, but begetting sons and multiplication depends only on the name Ma. Hence, if any of these degrees is missing in the Nukva, she will be unable to bear. It was said that the upper degree registers and says, the one who leads forth their host by number, which is the degree of Mi, which the Nukva inherits from the upper world. It says about it, the one who leads forth their host by number, since the of the one who leads forth implies to the complete Mohin that she receives from upper Abba Ve'ima, who are the adornments in the male Kli, when the He exists and the Yod enters. It was said, the one who brings forth, the of the one who brings forth implies to that one which is known and whom there is none other like her. As this is the ultimate height of the Mohin that apply in the Nukva during the 6,000 years. It was said, who brings forth bread? This is the bottom degree, Ma, and it is all one. The of the bring forth bread implies to Mohin Dagar as well, which is known by, but they are Mohin de Ishsut, where the Nukva receives from them and is known by them, the degree of Ma. This is so because the degree must also be registered in the Nukva. This is why it was said it is all one, meaning that both Mi and Ma included in the Nukva together as one partsuf, one above and one below. We need to ask about what the Zohar says, that wherever the is written, it is from the lower world Malchut, that it was revealed more, while here it says that it is from the upper world, since here too it refers to the revealed world, the Nukva Dezeranpin, and it calls it upper one, because of the degree of Mi, of the Nukva, which she receives only when she rises and closes the upper world, upper Ima, and because of it, it calls her upper one, and calls the degree of Ma, of the lower world, lower one. It was said elsewhere that all the things that are from the upper hidden world, Bina, the He is hidden from there. This refers to when the revealed world does not rise and clothe the upper world, at which time the upper world is hidden and she does not shine to the lower ones. Hence, she does not write it with the, for it is hidden. It was said that the number of the stars that stand together is 600,000. They elicit hosts in their kinds, and they have no number. A number is the complete wholeness. A number indicates complete illumination of wholeness, and the incomplete illumination is considered having no number, or that he has no number to indicate that they are devoid of wholeness, which is called a number. You should know that these mochin of upper ve'ima, which the Rambam gives to the Nukwa, is heavens are telling of the glory of God. This is so because the heavens is Zerampin. The glory of God is the Nukva de Zerampin, and telling are the abundance of mochin of upper Abba Ve'ima. These mochin are regarded as 600,000 because the degrees of Nukva are regarded as units. Those of Zerampin are considered tens, those of Yeshut are hundreds, those of upper Abba Ve'ima as thousands, and those of Ari Hanpin as tens of thousands.
Aleph.
Also, there are two discernments in upper Abba Ve'ima, one, themselves, which are regarded as thousands, and two, the Mochin de Chochmah, that they receive from Rosh de Ari Hanpin, at which time they are considered tens of thousands, like him, though only as Vak de Ari Hanpin, since they clothe from the Pe de Ari Hanpin and below. For this reason, in that relation, they are only Vak de Ari Hanpin, which is tens of thousands, and Vak are 60, hence 60 tens of thousands, 600,000. For this reason, when the Nukva rises and clothes upper Abba Ve'ima, she receives a whole number, which is 600,000. 60 means Vak, since then it is still lacking the Rosh de Ari Hanpin. And 10,000 indicates the degree of Ari Hanpin, which illuminate into Abba Ve'ima within his Vak, which clothed in Abba Ve'ima. Hence, the Nukva has the number 600,000. It was said, the number 600,000 are the stars that stand together, eliciting hosts by their kinds, and they have no number. It has been explained that 2 degrees, Mi and Ma, are registered in the Nukva. One, Mi and Nukva are the upper Abba Ve'ima, which clothed in the Nukva. By that, she is discerned as the upper world, and in that respect, she then has the number 600,000. 2. Ma in the Nukva are Yeshut, which clothed in the Nukva, as in poised for the question, what Ma? In that respect, they are the lower world. And these two above mentioned degrees, Mi and Ma, become one part Suf in her. Upper Abba Ve'ima, clothed from her Hazeh and above, and Yeshut, clothes from her Hazeh and below. Thus, they are one part Suf in her. Therefore, these 2 degrees are discerned in the offshoots of the Nukva too. This is so because with respect to the upper world, Mi in her is the one who leads forth their host by number, in the number 600,000. And with respect to the lower world, Ma in her, the offshoots are regarded as having no number. It was said, eliciting hosts by their kinds, and they have no number. This means that she produces the various kinds of offshoots without a number, meaning that they do not have those mochin of number from upper Abba Ve'ima, but only from Yeshut, who are without a number. Thus, her offshoots are incomplete because they are devoid of a number. To that, he says, the number 600,000 are the stars that stand together, eliciting hosts. This means that those 2 degrees in her, with a number and without a number, are in her together, connected in her in a single degree, hence they are also in her offshoots. And they are 2 degrees together, where on the one hand her offshoots are considered to be in the number 600,000, and on the other hand they are without a number. And since it is so, the one without a number is regarded as complete additions only, and not any deficiency. The reason for it is that blessing and multiplication by seed are completely dependent upon the lower world, Ma, which is regarded as having no number. This is the blessing of the seed, which is brought in the words, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you can count them." And he said to him, "So shall be your seed." Thus, the blessing of the seed comes only without a number, from the name Ma. Therefore, after all the wholeness of the mochin of a number that she obtained from the upper Abba Ve'ima Ma'i, she has an addition to the blessing from Ma, without a number, for they have no number. And she too has a blessing, and both are included in the souls and in the offshoots.
What does he want?
Dear teacher, yeah, here we have various steps that are explained to us. What is this journey like for the Kabbalist when they connect into the Malchut and restrict themselves?
I can tell you yes, 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 and I can tell you no, no, no. What does it matter? You need to study until it enters you. This is called a remedy. Of course, we already know what the five worlds are. World of Atzilut, Atik, Arichan, Pin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon, Yeshut and Zon, and the worlds of Bria Yitzra Asiya. He explains that in Atzilut you have the light of Chokhmah, and this is why there are the true Partsufim. But under the Parsa, in Bria Yitzra Asiya, there are no real Partsufim, because the Chokhmah cannot go through Parsa from Atzilut to Bria. And this is what he says. On what conditions does the Mochin, meaning the upper light, light of Chokhmah, can spread? And to which place? And to which place only Chasadim spreads? Chasadim which are revealed and Chasadim which are concealed. Chasadim with Chokhmah and Chasadim without Chokhmah. Sorry, Chasadim with Chokhmah and without. This is all we can understand. I cannot tell you. Nonetheless, it will be just words if I will tell you in what degree it exists. It is written in the study of the Ten Sefirot. There he explains it in a very specific manner. But here, he explains in a general way. And Zohar, even if it's with the interpretation of the Sulam, and Baal Sulam adds a lot of technical issues, we still read it. We read it as a remedy. That simply we want to absorb it, to grasp it, so that it will enter and affect us from the inside, and we will start to feel how much our vessels are more and more closer to the light and start to feel it. Again, as I said, it is like a growing baby that he does not understand and doesn't know where he is, and the mother explains to him so much that when he lays in her hands, he cannot explain much. But she talks to him as if he understands, he listens, digests it. This is how we need to look at ourselves in the treatment of the Book of Zohar. So open your mouth and listen, and be prepared that the changes are coming. Of course, when we are in connection between us, with a big audience that are listening with you and want to earn a blessing and the remedy. Please.
We are on page 210, item 20. He calls them all, those 600,000, all their hosts who have no number, by name. What is calls them all by name? He does not call them by their names, for if this were so, it should have said, calls them all by their names. However, when this degree does not marry the name Elohim, but is called Me, she does not bear and does not elicit what is hidden in her by their kinds, although they are all hidden in her. In other words, although the letters Ele have already risen, they are still lacking the garment of honor of Chasadim. So they are hidden and do not merit the name Elohim. When he created the letters Ele and they merited his name, they clothed in the garment of honor of Chasadim, at which time Ele conjoined with Me, and he is called Elohim. Then, by the force of this name, he elicited them in whole. And it is written, he calls them all by name. He calls them by his name, eliciting each and every kind to exist in whole. Then it is written, the one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the whole name Elohim. It is written, see, I have called by name Bezazel, the son of Uri and the son of Hur and the tribe of Judah. In other words, I mention my name so that Bezalel will exist in full existence. Explanation. The great wholeness of the Mohin and the name Elohim is on her souls and offshoots in both her degrees together, on the degree of 10,000 in her, and on the degree of all their hosts who have no number. On both of them, there is the name, as it is written, he calls them all by name. And when it is said, Me does not bear, it is because he created the letters Ele, at which time Ele conjoined with Me, and it is called Elohim. Then, by the power of his name, he elicited them in whole, since the blessing of the seed is completely dependent upon the name Ma, who have no number. The Mohin of number are illumination of Chokhmah, the complete name, and all her Bechinot, discernments, are in complete wholeness. And the Mohin, without number, that come precisely from the name Ma, are the Mohin de Chasidim, and the illumination of Chokhmah is not received without a garment of honor of Chasidim. Prior to that, even though the letters Ele rose to Me, it did not merit the name Elohim. This is the meaning of who Me created these, Ele. That once he created light of Chasadim for a garment of honor for the light of Chokhmah in the name Me, they clothed one another and Malchut merited the upper name Elohim. It was said that Me does not bear or elicit those who are hidden in her by their kinds, even though they were all hidden in her. Even though the point has already come out of the thought of her place to Malchut, and there was carving of one hidden image, the Holy of Holies, since Bina and Zon Dekelim and Gar of Lights returned in her. Still, they are all hidden in her. Also, Ele remained deep and hidden in the name Elohim, because they cannot receive illumination of Chokhmah without Chasadim. However, he created Ele after he also made it on the Masach Dema, the lower world, eliciting the level of Mohin de Chasadim on it, which are called without a number, and giving it to Ele. Thus, he created Ele, placing the clothing of Chasadim in them, which is called created. And then she merits a name and is called Elohim. This is so because now that they have obtained a level of Chasadim, they can receive illumination of Chokhmah, which are the Mochin of the number 600,000. And then the letters conjoin, and Malchut merits the upper name Elohim. Then, through this name, he brought them out in whole. For this reason, that wholeness of the name, which is the clothing of Chokhmah and Chasadim, is on the souls and offshoots that come out of the name Elohim as well. It was written, he calls them all by name, meaning that the name is named after the offshoots in that name of his. He called and elicited each and every kind so it would exist in whole. In this name, he elicited the offshoots both in kind of 600,000 as well, as in the kind of which there is no calculation, so they would exist in the wholeness of the name. So they would clothe in each other as they clothe in the name. It is written, see, I have called by name. It brings evidence that the words calling by name indicate in wholeness.
Questions, please. I saw that there were questions. Now the questions have disappeared. Rehovot, please.
Rav, not sure how to ask. But I want to find out, how does the Zohar connect for those that want to work in dissemination or those students that want to study? What should be the approach?
Look, Zohar is not written for beginners. It is not written for people who want to enter the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is written for those who are already in a spiritual attainment. And this is why it is not a study book. But Baal HaSulam, who added the interpretation of the Sulam into the Book of Zohar, so he gave us the option to enter somehow. What is it said about here? From above, below, from Ein Sof, infinity, to below, there are the order of degrees, that in them, the upper light from the world of Ein Sof, infinity, no boundaries, 100%. From there, it diminishes and diminishes less and less until it reaches the lower degree in this world, that we have no connection with this upper light. There is this small illumination that holds us, that we somehow exist in a state that you can't even say that this is life. But this is how we exist. In order to keep us alive and to come closer back up all the way to the world of Ein Sof. What is working on us mainly here is the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut is usually, it has five patzufim, Atik, Arichan, Pin, Abba, Vim, Israel, Saba, and Dvuna, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut. But sometimes we connect Abba, Vim, and Yesut together. Sometimes we join Zeranpin and Malchut together. It depends if they have light of Chokhmah or Chasadim, how comfortable it is to divide them or conjoin them. This is one thing. The second thing, all our work is to be in connection with Zonda Atzilut. If we can awaken the Zonda Atzilut, raise them our deficiency, Zondatzilut rise to Yeshut and to Abba and Ima, and we oblige them to receive the upper light from above and bestow upon us. And by this, O Chokhmah, we are able to correct ourselves and fulfill ourselves and raise ourselves to very high degrees until the world Atzilut. Patsuf Arichanpin of the world Atzilut. And actually, Patsuf Atik, his upper part, is the place of Gemar Tikkun. This is where we correct all our desires in order to bestow. This is what it's talked about here. In what states do all Partzufei Atzilut are in correlation with each other, so that the souls that want to enter the correction, they awaken this deficiency, chisaron, and with the right chisaron, they send it all the way up to the world of Ensof, which is called Man, Meinugvin, deficiencies for correction, and then Mad comes down from above and correct our desires and fulfill them, and this is how we rise. When our desires are going through correction and then fulfillment, with the light that fills us as a balloon, hot air balloon that raises us to the world of Atzilut, Gal de Atzilut. This is how it works. And we have a lot of details. There's a lot of details. Because all of the wisdom of Kabbalah is included in the world of Atzilut. Above Atzilut, there is only sources, Shoresh, to what is under Olam Atzilut, and below Olam Atzilut is only the broken vessels that we need to correct them. In short, everyone needs to enter Atzilut from above, all the lights and vessels, and from below, all the lights and vessels, so that in the world of Atzilut, we all need to see our corrected state. That's it. Now, I'm afraid of entering big explanations, because I'll tell you, let's say, in the study of the Ten Sfirot, the world of Atzilut is part 8, and from out of 16 parts, meaning you can say that 7 parts, it's more correct to say, of the study of Ten Sfirot, they talk about the world of Atzilut. This is how it is. It is the main thing. It's the engine to which we work, and it works on us. Queens.
Queens.
Rav, when we study Kabbalah, Zohar, Talmud, often we see the number 6, Ele, when Mi is indicating here, Bore, Zerampin is Ele. In here, it says 6 days of creation, 6 parts of fame. What is common amongst this number 6? Yeah, the number 6 talks about Zerampin. Zerampin connects Bina and Malchut. And because of it, it really determines to which extent Malchut will be corrected by Bina. Pitek Tikwa 26.
I wanted to ask, if we talked about the world of Atzilut, Is it true that our goal is the world of Yetzirah, where we are at right now?
We don't exist in any world except this world. This is the last level, degree of world of Asiya. That's it. We don't have any level, even level of Klipot, or corrected Kalim. We're not in this entire system. We don't have any desire for spirituality, corrected or not corrected.
And what we've seen in the introduction to the study of Ten Sefirot, where he speaks of that the wisdom of Kabbalah starts only from the world of Yetzirah. So this means that this is our goal.
Yeah, well, that's the goal, but doesn't mean that we exist in it. We can only pray. We can only raise our desire, request, so the upper lights could affect us and raise us, they correct us, because raising means correcting, desire towards bestowal, a desire to connect, and to this extent that we connect between us and think about bestowal, to that extent we will enter into interaction with these lights, and that's how we study.
May I? So the prayer is basically is the one that comes before reality?
Yes. Right now, we don't have any connection with spirituality except through prayer.
An invitation.
Yes. So there's no more questions? That's it? Do you understand what's happening? Okay. Well, you will have a chance to ask, and every time, more and more. Oh, I see. Petek Tekwa 14. Please.
If there is no number in the letter of Chassadim, how can you tell the hierarchy there? What differentiates between the degrees?
It's a good question. It's a correct question. Based on the light from Chokhmah, or from the source where we get Chassadim, the question is not simple. Galil West.
Rav, what is the state that is called Mochin in the spiritual work?
Once more.
What is this state, this degree, which is called Mochin in the spiritual work?
Mochin is the light of Chokhmah. Light of Chokhmah is called Mochin, and it comes from Rosh, the world of Atzilut. But the source of it is Arich Anpin of Atzilut. That's it. Let's continue.
So we continue from page 211, where in the paragraph 21. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. What is? Because of the greatness of his might, it is the head of the degrees, when all the desires rise in him and transcend in him in a hidden way, and the might of his strength is the upper world, me, which rose in the name Elohim. Not one of them missing from those 600,000 that he elicited by that name. And because not one of the number 600,000 was missing, wherever Israel died and were punished for their sins, they were counted later, and not one of the 600,000 was missing. So that all will be in one form, above and below. And as not one of the number 600,000 was missing above, not one of that number was absent below. Explanation. Because of the greatness of his might implies to Keter of Upper Abba Ve'ima, the head of the degrees of those Mochim, Bina, the Arichanpin, which became Keter to Abba Ve'ima, where all the desires arise, and from whom all the degrees receive. For this reason, they rise in it in a hidden way, since he is unknown Avir, air, meaning that the Yod does not come out of his Avir, and it is written, for he desires mercy. This is why he is in utter wholeness, and this is why he is called pure Avir. Although the level of Chasadim, called Avir, comes out on the lower world, Ma, she is still in complete wholeness because that light extends from God the Bina, the Arichanpin, the head of all the degrees of Atzilut, which Abba Ve'ima, Yeshut, and Zon. Hence, the level of Chasadim in it is regarded as pure Avir, as well as in God the Bina, the Arichanpin. It was written, and the strength of his power, this is the upper world, me in Nukva, from which the number 600,000 was drawn. This is so because she clothes the upper world, who is upper Abba Ve'ima, which is why it was said, not one of them is missing of those 600,000, which he elicited by that name. Since from there she obtains the mochin of the number 600,000. It was said that as not one was absent from the number 600,000 above, not one was absent from that number below. Because the Nukva clothed upper Abba Ve'ima, Ima, mother, lent her clothes to her daughter and adorned her with her decorations, by that she became completely like upper Abba Ve'ima. And as the Mochin, the Abba Ve'ima, are whole in the number 600,000, not one of them is missing. The Nukva is whole in that number. Not one of them is missing.
So what's happening here? We are originally the will to receive. And how can we be like the Creator? The desire to receive stays the desire to receive. It's creation. It doesn't change. The desire doesn't change. So what happens? That we can add to our desire an intention to bestow. And that is what we acquire. This clothing, desire to bestow, that is clothed over desire to receive. So Ima, Bina, that is the entire desire to bestow, gives her clothes to her daughter, Malchut, to clothe it, the desire to receive into desire to bestow, into the dress of the mother. And that's the real story. Ima, the mother, gives her clothes to her daughter. Okay, we're moving on to the next part. Also very interesting. The letters of Rav Hamuna Saba. I don't see any question marks. Vlad always has questions. And the questions are always choking him. He is sick from them. Well, what can we do? Go ahead, ask.
Вот то, что он здесь пишет, вот эта вот акселерация по ступеням, то, что есть в Малхут единицы, потом десятки, сотни, тысячи. Что это вообще за такое увеличение? Почему оно вот именно порядок такой? Прям, ну, не на одну величину.
What is this increase? Where is the order? Why doesn't it increase in one?
You could say it's 10 times, 100 times, a million times. It just giving examples here, really. How can we count this? In spirituality, the numbers are different. We just need to accept it as it is written. We can't really dig in this too much because we don't have with what. We will always just be mistaken in these explanations. It'll be more clear later. These are not numbers from our world.
Ну вот просто мне такой вопрос пришел. Вот то, что Рабаш пишет в своей статье о том, что я себя
отнимаю. By the other, this question is coming. What Rabash is writing in the articles? When I express myself in front of the friends, I place myself as a zero in front of the one. Does this what he means?
It's an example of what we can accept, but numbers. It's you make yourself a zero in relation to him. You make yourself zero in relation to one. But if you're bigger than him, then it's like zero compared to 10 or to 100. These are just examples. Just examples. In spirituality, there are no numbers either. No numbers. And we'll come and see this, how it's organized differently. These are not algorithms. It's not the Fourier sequence. It's like in geometry. It's we'll see how it's arranged. Petak Tikva 18.
Rav, in each book that we read in Kabbalah, we basically try to draw the reforming light, but there is none else like the book of Zohar, you know, in drawing the reforming light. My question: when we finish reading, we forget everything, and even if we try to remember, we forget.
No, you don't need to remember anything. Just the opposite. Talks about Kabbalists, a great Kabbalist, that they would beg to forget. Can you imagine what's happening here? We want to remember everything. We want to capture everything. But no, we want to forget everything. We heard the lesson, and after, let it all disappear. Because the true sensation, it comes after you studied and absorbed it all and then forgot it.
Even if you try, it's impossible.
Say big thank you that Creator does this for you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm answering you for him. So please.
We're in page 211, the introduction to the book of Zohar, paragraph 22, the letters of Rav Amnon HaSaba. In the beginning, Rav Amnon HaSaba said, we have found in the words Bereshit bara Elokim et, in the beginning God created the, an inverse order of letters. First, it writes Bet, and then Bet, Bereshit bara. Then it writes Aleph, and then Aleph, Elokim et. When the Creator wished to make the world, all the letters were still hidden. And 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world, the Creator was observing and playing with the letters. Explanation. He asks two questions. One, why did the letters Aleph Bet come in an inverse order in the beginning of the Torah? First Bet and then Aleph. Two, why were those letters doubled? First the two letters Bet of the two words Bereshit bara, and then the two letters Aleph of the two words Elokim et. He answers, when the Creator, Bina, wished to make the world, to elicit Zon, the world, the letters Kelim de Zon were still hidden, included in Gar, Abba Ve'ima, and were not known. Also, Chub, are called 2,000 years. Before the world was created, the letters of Zohar were included in Chub. This is why this Itkalelut, inclusion, of Zohar in Chub is referred to as 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world. The Creator was observing and playing with the letters. Since then, Zohar was regarded as man in 2,000 years, which are Chub, and the man always caused the light in the upper one. This is why it was said that at that time, when they became man in Chub, the Creator was looking and playing with the letters.
Okay. Mabina.
We've never read it as Chub. Chokhmah and Bina. Well, that's first. What is he saying here? We have Keter Chokhmah Bina, Zerampin and Malchut, degrees. If from Malchut the desire to receive the Hisaron is rising up above into Bina, and Bina must request to Chokhmah, as we study in the four phases of light, and Bina asked the Chokhmah and then it could pass on the light, pass the light. So it all depends on the zivug between the zivug cannot happen between the Hisaron between
as במידה הזאת חיסרון שלה מתאים לגיע לבינה שבינה ייקח משם אור החוכמה
בינה does the book with חוכמה the light of חוכמה and will pass it on to Zohar, Zeranpin and Malchut. This is how it works.
בסדר.
Okay. Forward.
סעיף 23.
Item 23. When he wished to create the world, all the letters came before him from last to first. The letter Tav went in first and said, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me, for I am the seal in your ring, which is Emet, meaning the last letters in the word Emet. You are called by the name Truth. It is becoming of the King to begin with the letter Emet and create the world with me. Rav, in a bit he will start to explain to us what is talked about. This is how it goes in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They speak and speak, and then he's beginning to explain what they talked about. Not by our logic, but this is how it works. The Creator replied to her, You are comely and upright, but you are unfit to create the world with you, since you are to be inscribed in the forehead of men of faith who will keep the Torah from Aleph to Tav, and in writing you, they will die. Moreover, you are the seal of death, since Tav is the last letter in the world, in the word Mavet, death, as well, and because you are so, you are unfit for the world to be created with you. She promptly departed. Explanation. When he began to sort out the zone, which is called the world, in order to create them, all the letters of zone came before the Creator, starting with Tav, the last of all the letters, and ending with Aleph, the first of all the letters. They came from last to first, and not in their usual order in the alphabet, because they came by the order of Man, in which they are arranged in the order of Tav Shin Resh Kuf, inverse order of letters. And the order of Aleph Bet Gimel is the order of Mad, from above to below. But the order of the man is always contrary to the order of the Mad, as it is from below upwards.
So what's happening here? He's trying to explain to us, Zohar, how the Creator created creation. What kind of connection is between the light and desire? There's two forces, desire to receive and desire to give. How does the desire to give of the Creator build the desire in such a way that it would, that it would be expressed in the desire to give within their desire to receive? How can creation take such a form, such desires that these desires in various various ways would give for the form of the Creator? We're talking about, we're studying that there is the scroll of Torah. What is the scroll of Torah? These words, letters, phrases, but there are no, there's no dots or punctuation, there's no connected letters, or these are just forms from the first letter Bet to the last letter Lamed. And all of the forms that are in this sequence that exist, all these forms express to us the form of the light of Creator that's influencing them. When a desire to receive takes different forms and expresses the light, the desire to give in the material world, it's hard to explain, but you will see. The main thing with the letters is how is the light expressed in the form of a kli. How can we build such desires so in their sequence, in their relation, they can show how the Creator relates to me? How can from me to self-realize this relation to the Creator? So these letters, the writings, writing of letters is a very sublime thing. As he's trying to explain here a little bit about the letters of the Zohar, all the books of the Zohar, there are many places where it's talking about the letters, and this is the first such article. So let's answer one question, because we're nearing conclusion of the lesson. Latin, do we have translation?
Hello, Rav. These desires that we talked about with the letters, are they the desires that are created after Tzimtzum Bet, or either they are before restriction B?
No, after the second restriction, all of the letters. Are you talking about letters or desires? Letters? Letters. All of the letters are the result of the second restriction, because letters appeared in the world of Atzilut. And the world of Atzilut is after the second restriction. If there was no second restriction, there wouldn't be this opportunity to receive any letters, to connect the Kli, so it would be in likeness. So what is a letter? That from my desire to receive, I create a form of bestowal as the Creator is towards me. So there's such forms of bestowal of Creator towards me. There's lights, and out of that, I'd become similar to such letters. And that's the whole thing. Petek Tikva 29.
Yes, Sima. Rav, toda,
thank you. The question is, the matter that we forget is good, but we also forget what Rav asks us to do.
You can do everything that's in your power. So you don't forget, you have friends with them together. You must figure out such forms, such relations, a bestowal, concern. So you don't forget the principles of how to relate to the group, to the teacher. And as much as possible to renew this, all these things that you receive from above, what Creator does with you, these forms, those sensations, you will see that how good it is when it disappears all, and we just make room for new, new inspiration and new sensations.
I have a feeling that I have really great friends. What do I need to do in order to be like them?
We must try. Try and see what Rabash is writing. The relation of a person to the group, to bow the head, to nullify, to be a small before the big, not so smart before the smart. And if you do this right, you will see that you're not doing this towards the friends, but behind them is the Creator. Good luck. Okay, friends, the lesson is concluded until tomorrow's evening.
הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד.